AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump says he has a plan to defeat the Islamic State group. But on NBC's Commander-in-Chief Presidential Forum, he refused to explain it. The Republican contender says he would ask his generals for their opinion, but then decide on his own.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble. They have been reduced to a point where it's embarrassing for our country.
Democrat Hillary Clinton was asked on the forum about the security of her emails while Secretary of State.
I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously. When I traveled, I went into one of those little tents.
Meanwhile, the head of the FBI says it wasn't even a close call when it came to the decision not to press charges against her.
FBI Director James Comey, in a memo to employees, says the email case was not a cliffhanger, despite what he calls the chest beating by people no longer in government. Comey goes on to say there really wasn't a prosecutable case. He says the only tough decision that he had to make was whether to speak publicly about his decision, which he did. He also says last week's release of investigative documents wasn't timed at the start of the Labor Day holiday. Those documents were made public as soon as they had been cleared for release, and more are on the way. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It took an act of Congress, but World War II pilot Elaine Harmon, who died last year at 95, was finally laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Terry Harmon is her daughter.
She also instructed us not to make a fuss, but I thank everyone here today for making a fuss. My mother and all the WASP deserve this honor.
The women Air Force service pilots flew military aircraft during the war, freeing up men for combat missions. This is AP Radio News. Miami-Dade County officials say they're delaying the aerial spraying of an insecticide called Nalad over South Beach, following concerns voiced by local officials and residents like Brandon Burke.
There's been cases where leukemia, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer have all been linked to this. The University of Cornell did tests on different mammals, and they found links with breast cancer as well, stomach cancer.
Andy Murray lost to Kei Nishikori at the U.S. Open quarterfinals. He dropped seven consecutive games after a let call caused by a loud noise in the arena's speaker system during a fourth set point. Murray questioned the chair umpire, who stopped play after that repeated noise.
It was the fourth time it had happened in the match, and that was the first time that we stopped the point, and I was just curious why that was, and that was it.
A first-round U.S. Open women's singles match will be looked into by tennis's anti-corruption organization because of possible irregular betting patterns. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Traveling with Doug is one of my favorite things. But when you're on tour like I am, bouncing between 35 cities, feeding your dog can get complicated. And that's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients that he's been obsessed with. But it's shelf-stable, so I don't need a freezer or a cooler or a whole travel operation just to feed my dog. Doug loves it, and I feel good giving it to him. So go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.